Okay, there we were, sprawled out on our respective gunny sacks. I had just closed my weary eyes and had begun to drip from my darking mark of the beetle bum, hot fudgely wicker bill and feathering whiffer piffle. Hank, did you hear that? Had someone just called my name? No. The piffer had merely whiffled in the hot fudgely silence of the, Hank, I hear something. Maybe you'd better wake up. Fighting against the terrible gravitational pull of the hot fudgely silence, I somehow managed to raise my head and even managed to crank open the outer door of my left eye. And suddenly I saw before me a dog. Or was he a frog in a dog suit? Or a hog in a frog suit pretending to be a dog? It was very confusing. Who are you and what am I doing here? Well, I'm Drover. Remember me? No, I've never seen me before, so don't try to pretend. I cranked open the lid to eye number two, and suddenly the folks came into focus. It was the folks of a dog. The face of a dog, let us say, and it came into focus. Wait a minute, hold everything, pal. I've seen you before. Yeah, about 5 minutes ago. I guess you fell asleep. Ah, not likely. I struggled to my feet and tried to walk a few steps, but it appeared that someone had stolen my legs and had replaced them with four phony legs made of fub bromer. I turned a steely gaze on the stranger. Where are my legs? Well, I think you're wearing them. No, I mean the real ones. These are phony substitutes made of fub rubber. You mean foam rubber? Ah, so you know about this. Okay, pal, who did it and where are my legs? I narrowed my eyes and studied the outline of the stranger's face. Wait a minute, hold everything. Drover, is that you? Yeah, hi. Thank goodness I found you. They've stolen my legs. If we don't get them back... All at once, in a rush of insight, I began to realize that the things I was saying didn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, I had just heard myself accusing someone of, well, stealing my legs, so to speak, and yet I could see four legs on my body. I took a deep breath of air and blinked my eyes. There in front of me sat Drover, my assistant head of ranch security. Drover, how long has this been going on? Don't hold anything back. I must know the truth. Well, you were asleep for 5 minutes, I guess. It seemed longer. Weeks, months. We weren't hiking across the Hot Fudge Mountains? Not me. I don't think so. And what about the stolen legs? Did you file a report about... Why are you staring at me that way? You look like a goofball. If you must stare and look goofy, please go somewhere else.